Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express the love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is To Begin a Conversation.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say, 'It is by Beelzebub I drive out demons.' Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. If I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than him attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through the arid regions searching for rest. But when it finds none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from whence I came.' But upon returning, it finds us swept and cleaned and put in order, and then it goes and brings back seven other spirits more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. The last conditions of that man are worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. Years ago, during the apostolic visitation of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, most religious communities found they were angry and frustrated with a sense of injustice. What changed it was leadership calling us to prayer and to tell our truth. It became a time of empowerment, changing conflict into confidence in the God who saves us. In today's gospel, people saw the healing works of Jesus and were both accusing him and asking, "Who are you? How are you doing these things?" Today, we see Israel and Gaza at war, the war in Ukraine, and all kinds of violent acts around the world and in our own country. How can we change conflict into peace? How can we drive out the demons that move and pit us against one another? Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. What can you and I do in our families, in our neighborhoods? Most of us are not in a position to end wars, but we can put homes in order by changing the ways we look at relationships with those who put us in conflict. How do we listen to hear the real source of our pain? Do we point fingers at one another or watch for the finger of God's love and movement within? Can our contemplation share in the power of God to change us? At the Synod retreat, Timothy Radcliffe said, "If we really listen, our ready-made answers will evaporate. We will be silenced and lost for words, as Zechariah was before he burst into song. If I do not know how to respond to my sister or brother's pain or puzzlement, I must turn to the Lord and ask for words. Then the conversation can begin. Conversation needs an imaginative leap into the experience of the other person to see with their eyes and hear with their ears. We need to get inside their skin. From what experiences do their words spring? What pain or hope do they carry? What journey are they on? Today, can we see our lives gathering people in our families, our church in its attempt at synodality, that we may truly be a people of God, Small actions have powerful consequences. Deep listening and attempts to hear the truth in what others say, those who disagree with us, can open our hearts.